we do see differences on things like tax hikes, on things like childcare funding, on things, there are some differences even on things like Medicaid.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, New York State's budget is going down to the wire. Well, it's the final week before the new state budget is due in Albany, and it remains to be seen if the package will be on time for the first time under Governor Kathy Hochul. Democrats who control the legislature and Hochul must agree to reconcile their ideas by April 1st. Hochul unveiled a $252 billion proposal in January before lawmakers released their versions this month. And joining me now to break it down is Sam Mellins of New York Focus. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here.
So before we talk about the specifics, just remind listeners how this budget process works and where we are in the timeline.
Yeah, so on one foot, basically in January, the governor gives her big speech, State of the State, presents her agenda and then her, you know, detailed financial plan. In March, a few weeks ago, each house of the legislature unveils its response, you know, where they agree, where they disagree. And then they go into a smoke-filled room and hash out the differences. And supposedly on April 1st, often a few days or even weeks later than that, they come up with an agreement for how our tax money is going to be spent over the next year.
Now, April 1st marks the start of the new fiscal year. But remind us, what happens if the agreement is not in place by that deadline?
Usually what will happen, and we can say usually because this is generally what has happened in recent years, is they'll pass sort of stopgap spending bills just to say like, okay, everything, all the money the state was spending before April 1st, that continues for the next 3 days or week or whatever it is while we try to hammer out these final details. And they sort of put the state on autopilot until they can pass the new spending plan.
Okay, so now to the specifics. We have seen the one House budget bills, the Senate and Assembly versions, and obviously we have Hochul's, as you mentioned, from earlier in the winter. So what do the major differences seem to be?
Well, one thing I'll point out is that the differences are actually, I think, smaller, as is the case every year, than the areas of agreement. Like, you know, there's very big things that the state spends money on, most prominently education and healthcare, that more or less are on autopilot each year. Like, you know, the state is not going to stop funding schools. The state is not going to stop paying for Medicaid and things like that. So there's important differences on those, but there's a lot of agreement as well. But we do see differences on things like tax hikes, on things like childcare funding, on things, there are some differences even on things like Medicaid, and yeah, various other proposals as well.
Now, the governor has also been trying to get some policies included in the budget, specifically, you know, a ban on cell phone use during the school day. Does that seem likely to be carried forward by the legislature?
I know. Well, first I'll say it's very common for like diverse policy initiatives that don't have anything immediately to do with like spending money and receipts to be included in the budget. It's sort of treated as an everything bagel, you could call it. The governor has been pushing very strongly for a cell phone ban in schools. I would say generally, you know, I'd say each year there's a few things that the governor decides that she or he must have in the budget, and they really hold most of the cards. So they're usually able to get their way on their top priorities. So I think there's a good chance that we'll see some sort of limitation on cell phone use in schools, especially with the backing of the teachers' union, which is a powerful force in state politics. What exactly that looks like, I think it's too early to know.
What about Hochul's proposal for what she called tax rebate checks for residents? I think it's fair to say that raised some eyebrows when she announced it back in January. And she explained that, you know, New Yorkers had been paying the price for inflation more or less, and so that's how this would be funded.
So this is, she's calling it her inflation rebate check. It's $300 to $500 checks to most taxpayers in the state to refund the cost of inflation that people have been shouldering. Budget watchdogs, independent budget watchdogs, both on, you know, sort of across the aisle, have been fairly critical of this plan. They've been saying this would cost the state about $3 billion. A one-time $300, $500 check is not going to make an enormous difference to most people, as opposed to investing that money in something recurring, whether that's using it to fund a recurring tax break or using it to fund an expansion of social programs. That's what independent outlets have been pushing for. But the legislature more or less agreed with this proposal. And when that's the case, it's probably going to pass. The Senate amended it to apply only to senior citizens and to last for 3 years instead of one. The Assembly just signed off on the governor's proposal. So I think something like that is going to go into effect, and New Yorkers will eventually see those checks in their mailboxes or direct deposit or however they're going to do it.
And there's a separate proposal from Governor Hochul that you've been looking at, which was announced as a tax cut for the middle class. What are the details there?
So the governor wants to cut income tax by 0.2 percentage points. So if your income tax, if your state income tax is 5%, it would go down to 4.8% for all brackets below $323,000 for joint filers and something like $215,000 for single filers. She's calling this her middle class tax cut. One thing about this tax cut that's noteworthy is it's worth more if you make more money. So if your household income is $300,000, this tax cut is worth $600 a year to you. If your tax, if your household income is $50,000, checking my math, this tax cut is worth $100 a year to you. So higher earners will definitely benefit more. And an analysis that we wrote about from the Fiscal Policy Institute shows that a large portion of the benefit of this tax cut will flow to the top 20% of earners for both single filers and joint filers. So I think there's some questions that can fairly be asked about what degree this tax cut is a middle class tax cut, at least in the way that people generally think of middle class.
Now, there's also some uncertainty hanging over this entire process, which is, New York does not know what the federal government will be doing in the months ahead. And it's clear that the federal government is focused on cuts and funding freezes. So how does that factor into the conversations that have been happening about New York State spending plan?
Frankly, it doesn't really factor into it, which is kind of surprising. I think the thinking perhaps might be if New York says well, we're ready for federal cuts should they happen, then maybe that would make the federal government say let's cut the money going to New York. So I think maybe you don't want to give the federal government an excuse to do that. Not that it seems like they particularly feel like they need one. But I would say that the budget plans, if there are major cuts to federal aid to New York, which is, very roughly half of the state budget comes from the federal government, New York is going to be in a very deep hole or, up a long creek without a paddle. I think there is not really a serious plan to deal with that potential.
And I know when the Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, the powerful Bronx Democrat, was asked that question, he said, well, you got to talk to the Republican members of the state's congressional delegation. So also, Governor Hochul has been promoting her idea to bolster the state's child care safety net, for lack of a better term. What is likely to be included in the budget plan on that front? That was a focus of her State of the State way back in January also.
Yes. So I think this is one place where we do see pretty significant divides between the different budget proposals. So the governor, her big plans here are increasing the child tax credit quite significantly, from about $300 to about $1,000 for kids below the age of four. The Senate and Assembly both proposed bigger expansions of that, but that's somewhere where they're broadly pushing in the same direction. They're also all proposing to send money to low-income pregnant New Yorkers to, you know, help defray the expenses associated with childbirth, and as well as people, you know, women who have recently given birth. One area where there is a divide is on additional state funding for the child care system. The governor is not proposing an increase. The Senate and the Assembly are proposing some version of large increases for workforce retention, because there's a big problem with not being able to have enough workers to staff childcare centers, as well as vouchers to help people afford childcare who would otherwise struggle with that. So that's definitely something that they're going to have to hash out over the next week or so.
And there's just one other area I want to bring up with you, which is there's been so much attention in this session, at least externally, about the prison system in New York State. I mean, in December, there was the high-profile death of an inmate at a facility outside of Utica. And at the same time, then a three-week unsanctioned wildcat strike by corrections officers. And I think it's fair to say, you know, Republicans in the legislature have been kind of tying the issues to what they would like to see in terms of more criminal justice reform rollbacks, while Democrats, to the degree they have talked about it, you know, have kept the focus on the situation inside prisons, depending on where you look on that party spectrum. So are we likely to see any sort of meaningful changes within this state budget on those two issues?
So, yeah, I think the prison strike and the, you know, the recent, you know, horrible incidents of violence against incarcerated people have definitely focused a lot of attention on the situation in New York's prisons. One interesting thing that there's broad agreement about is closing prisons. New York's incarcerated population has declined a lot since, you know, some of the more severe drug laws were rolled back and, you know, the state started taking a different approach to criminal justice. And there's sort of across the board agreement that the state can close prisons that it simply doesn't need anymore. There's also agreement on expanding the oversight. There's the State Commission on Correction that sort of oversees the prison, expanding the sort of activities of that body. There's agreement on expanding the use of body cameras in prison. But I think there are also proposals from the legislature that include prison reforms that the governor has not signed on to. I mean, perhaps be just because this discussion has really been galvanized after she presented her budget. But perhaps that could be a source of contention as we come down to the wire to this deadline.
Do you want to make some predictions? I'll put you on the spot here. There's three different amounts in the budgets, you know, ranging from 252 to 259. Are we going to be somewhere in that range, more or less?
Well, if I look into my crystal ball, I will say that experience has taught me that generally, you know, these are negotiating positions. They're there to strike a deal. They meet somewhere in the middle. So not less than $252 billion and not more than $259 million seems like a safe guess for the state budget. If I had to pick a number, I would say 254.
Okay, so, there you have it. And true or false? Because the way this week is setting up, the last session day is well before the deadline, 4 days before April 1st. So will it be there on time? Are they going to come back and get a gentleman's on-time budget? What do you think?
I do not particularly see reason to think that the budget will be delivered on time. It seems there's still major issues that have to be worked out. One that we didn't even talk about is MTA funding. You know, there's
a biggie, yeah.
General agreement that they're going to, you know, raise money to fund the MTA's repair and upgrade plan to the tune of billions of dollars. But there are no specifics, at least that are known in public yet, on how they're going to do that. And, you know, you don't work that stuff out over one cup of coffee. It requires some serious, you know, brass tacks. So I do not think that that will be done in the time that they have available before April 1st.
Well, follow Sam Mellon's reporting at New York Focus as we watch this budget process come down to the finish line, whenever that is. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ian.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.